I had that feeling you get when the sky is suddenly dark before a summer storm. The thunderheads looming at the edge of the fields, the birds quiet, the smell of the gathering electricity in the atmosphere, and the certainty of lightning. This record is the product of a strange and interesting time. When I started writing Gathering, I felt tired of living in the shadow of my earlier self, my earlier work. But more than discouraged, I felt charged with the possibility and the freedom of cutting myself loose from my own and others' expectations. I began with an exciting sense of dissatisfaction, and what emerged as I began to find my voice was a record full of storms. Some, like Feels Like Lightning or Friend of Mine, are physical storms. Others, like Dreams, are interior ones. Listening to these songs now, I hear uncertainty, mania, laughter, and sadness all vying for their place on the album. I was surprised by the new voice. I can't tell what era these stories are from. They feel part roustabout, part psalm to me. The narrator of Showboat is outsized, a big talker who carries deep inner uncertainties and struggles to keep a strong front against the world raging around him. Like all of us at some point in our lives, he forces himself to laugh through real darkness, whether alone or among others. In quieter moments, like on Strangers or Thunderbolts Goodnight or Train Go By, the vulnerability of the character shines through the cracks of their exterior bluster. As I worked, I also found myself painting again in a serious way. The landscapes that emerged followed the same preoccupations with gathering storms that are in evidence on the songs. When it came time for recording, I had more songs than I've ever had at one time. Rather than picking through them in advance, I opted to record everything I had over the course of 2 weeks. The goal was to put down a ton of stuff and think about it later. Trina Shoemaker, my band, and I headed for the studio. After the whirlwind of recording had subsided, I was left with a pile of about 30 songs. I spent the next couple months sifting through them in order to decide which ones best hung together to form the record. We did backing vocals and horns in some other studios in Nashville and North Carolina. I asked Bob Weir to sing on When Will I Be Changed. We had written his record Blue Mountain together, and working with him was deeply influential to my writing during this time. I've been writing records for almost 20 years now. Each one has been different from the last in subject and form, but with Gathering I feel like I've found a new kind of electric dissatisfaction. A new way to rejoice as the storm rolls in.
Every time it rains, it pours. I pray it rains just a little more on me. Cause I'm the guy who never cries, and I gotta keep my reputation clean. And here's a helpful tip to rain, administered in raindrops may help to hide the tears a little more. Which is why a guy who never cries looks up at the sky with hopeful eyes, hoping when it finally rains it pours. I'm just a showboat, won't catch me crying, no, won't catch me showing any hurt. Pretending I can stay afloat, pretending I'm not sinking over her. And every time the sun goes down, I pray the sunlight takes the sound as well. Cause I'm the guy who never cries, and I gotta keep the pain all to myself. No light to see me shaking, no sound to hear me breaking, no sound to hear the teardrops hit the floor. Which is why a guy who never cries stays up all night with hopeful eyes, hoping when it finally rains it pours. I'm just a showboat, won't catch me crying, no, won't catch me showing any hurt. I'm just a showboat, pretending I can stay afloat, pretending I'm not sinking over her. We'll be right back.
I wonder if she ever thinks of me. Out all night and running wild, the latest style's the greatest company. With laughter, lights, and drinking, trying hard to keep from thinking, and seeking for what he is searching for. Looks up at the sky with desperate eyes, hoping when it finally rains it pours. I'm just a showboat, oh King Thunderbolt, Mr. Le Bon Tempore, the only dog in every fight, the only guy who dynamite, the only guy who never cries, he's never lonesome all the time.